HKX, mobile.
Brayx, KD2BNG mobile, how you doing?
Hey Glenn, I'm doing pretty good, but it's Hotel Kilo X-ray.
I don't know where I miss your things sometimes. So, just got off the phone with a neighbor of mine down the block. Apparently now he's back in hospital for COVID. Or actually not COVID, but complications thereof. So, I gotta do a few things and maybe I'll try to drop by later.
What's that going around this week? I've got a lot of guys out of work.
Thing is, he was vaccinated for COVID maybe 2 or 3 months ago. And I think at first, of course, the thing that always gets you is Thanksgiving. You know, I got a dozen people over that I don't know. We're in close quarters because we're having a meal together. And who the hell knows how, you know. So that gives you another reason to avoid the holidays.
So I don't know what to think about this crazy stuff anymore. You can't believe nothing anybody's saying anymore.
Everyone needs to get vaccinated at least to lessen the severity. I mean, no one ever said vaccines were ever 100% effective. You see that even in childhood vaccines. Doesn't mumps or rubella or one of those a few years later have to be redone? So, I guess you're looking at a faster spreading, possibly more virulent strain, and it just overwhelms the immune system. You know, as I think I said, I told him, you know, if it wasn't for that, it might have been worse. Oh, really? How could it have been worse? Oh, I said you could have been dead. That would have been worse.
Always be worse, no matter where you're at.
I just called now to find out how I was doing. Oh, I'm back on my way to hospital. Oh, really? What now? Because last time it was the blood clot, so now it's the, I guess the pain in the side of the ribs, I guess, is the blood clots. So, it seems like in a lot of cases, even after knocking out the virus, there's long-term complications.
People are having blood clots that take the vaccines, and I'm not saying that's got anything to do with it. I'm just saying it seems that way from both sides.
Lasting heart and lung problems and even lasting neurological problems is part of the galaxy of symptoms they call long COVID, which persists long after the virus basically has been eliminated. So, you know, I wouldn't read too much into that. Well, so-and-so was vaccinated and got the blood clots. Yeah, he also could have been exposed. You know, as I said, immunity is never perfect.
I've got to get off here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Take care. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
KD2BNG. All right, 7-3s. You have a good rest of your day.